in keeping with our direction this Lent, we're going to meditate mostly on the first reading. If you can remember, last Lent we meditated on this gospel, so you remember all I said last year? We don't have to do that again. This text is addressed to the church today. This text is addressed to the church. And as Vatican II says, it is still Jesus Christ himself proclaiming the gospel. It is Jesus Christ who just spoke through Ted and proclaimed this to us, and we are the church. This is not some interesting thing God told the Hebrews, the Jews, you know, through Isaiah. It's today to us. Thus says the Lord, it follows on exactly from where we were yesterday. And you'll find the same rhythm. If you will do these things, look what I will do for you. Remember the last line yesterday was, if you call upon me, if you do all these things that I've asked you to do and stay away from vice and oppressing the poor, and then you call on me and I will say, Hineni, I'm at your service. God will say that. Now he goes on to tell us, if you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech, if you bestow your bread on the hungry, actually, the text says, if you will give of your soul to the hungry, take it out of your own life and give it to them. Hungry for friendship, bread, whatever. And you satisfy the afflicted. Here's the first, it's like yesterday. Then light shall rise for you in the darkness, and the gloom shall become for you like midday. No fears, no shadows, no darkness, light. I promise you that. If you will do this, I will do this. Then the Lord will guide you always. Wouldn't that be nice? Lord, what am I supposed to do? What do you want, Lord? I'll tell you. This is a promise you find very often in Isaiah, right? You need not worry the voice in back of you telling you whether you should turn to the right or to the left, and you will see your teacher. Here again we have that, to know, if you'll do what I tell you to do, you may only know 2% of what I want, but if you start on the 2%, I will take care of you. I will guide you, and I will take care of your life. Church, he will renew your strength, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring whose water never fails. You will be like that. What does that mean? It means a source of confidence and delight for yourself and for others. I will give you confidence if you will obey me. So far, he's told us, get rid of oppression, false accusation, malicious speech, give of our soul to those who are hungry, and satisfy the afflicted. Okay. The ancient ruins shall be rebuilt for your sake. As I was reading these words, I was thinking of how much work is left to do to repair the American church. How much work is left to do to bring the church back on its ancient ruins, where there were doctors of the church and fathers of the church and martyrs and Christians who stayed behind when everybody else left Rome from the plague in the second century. And they poured out their life to take care of those people and save the lives of thousands. So that when the Romans came back, they said the only people who really care are the Christians. The ancient ruin shall be rebuilt for your sake. And the foundations from ages past you shall raise up. Wouldn't that be nice? To have fathers of the church, to have great saints, to, you know. Repairer of the breach, they shall call you. Restorer of ruined homesteads. Pretty good translation. They're going to say, if you do this, they're going to say, that generation, that first generation in the first part of the 21st millennium, They rebuilt the church. And what happens then? The world will see. Your light will shine like the noonday. And people will say, there really is a God. There really is hope for us. Now, we don't get all the light they get. We're not as sure about Jesus as they are. But we know that they're right. And the whole world would have hope. Now they say, if you hold back your foot on the Shabbat, yeah, you get the idea. Simple example, don't go to the mall. Keep your foot out of that mall on the Shabbat. Why? To honor God and to be with God. Following your own pursuits on my holy day. If you call the Sabbath a delight. Now, Shabbat, Sabbath, yeah. But that's prayer time, folks. Do you realize if we had a Sabbath mindset, how much time we would find for prayer every day? Turn off that television and pray. We don't need that stuff. And here's God today promising us in this chapel, right now. You see? If you call the Sabbath, yes, Sunday, but the Sabbath of every day. The conflict, to have a Sabbath mentality means what? It means that to pay attention to God and to delight in God and to listen to God is the greatest thing a human being can do. But I might not make some money. That's right, you might not. A couple of years, you're not going to need it. But if you have been paying attention to God, if you have sought His will, if you found, and you're going to see, it says here, you call the Sabbath a delight, and the Lord's holy day honorable. Kavod. Honorable. If you honor it, now this is the Shabbat of every day, as well as the Sunday. This is the time in every day. Stop worrying about your business. Stop worrying about fixing your house. Stop and pay attention to me, the Lord says. I can take care of all of that. You'd be surprised how much time we could find for prayer. I'm talking about 2 or 3 hours a day if we thought about this the right way. At least an hour, for sure. If you honor it by not following your ways, seeking your own interest or speaking with malice. Now notice, he puts these two on the same plane. Seeking your own ways and speaking with malice. They're equally wrong. The first, second one, oh yeah, I shouldn't have been. But follow my own ways. Do I consult the Lord? Now listen. It said, if you call the Sabbath a delight, now listen to the promise. Then you shall delight in the Lord. He'll be your delight. We all know what that means. We've had little glimpses of that. Here's a solemn promise. For this Lent, you will delight in the Lord. You will be so happy you turned off that radio in the car. You'll be so happy you sat down in that chair and thought about me for 5 or 10 minutes. Because I will be your delight. I'll make you ride on the heights of the earth. I will nourish you with the heritage of Jacob your father. What's that heritage? The Messiah. I will nourish you with this heritage. As he does every day right here. Now this is a promise to the church. If you'll do these things, church, I will rebuild you. And I will make you so you will be so happy to be a source of hope for the rest of the world. By my mercy.